Good afternoon, Miranda's.
Is Adele in by chance?
Speaking.
Hey, this is Tyler over at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Hi, fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. I just wanted to follow up here. We had sent you an offer here. It was about 2.5 weeks ago. Based off some prior financing you had done here with Central City Leasing.
Yes.
Does any of that ringing a bell by chance?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
We have not been buying anything. I reached out to Central City. They're not there anymore, but I reached out to Bill Moffitt, who used to be Central City, and I didn't get a call back, but it turned out that we didn't need the financing after all. We were just going to buy some equipment if we got a contract, and so I was just trying to pave the way.
Yeah.
Anything we acquire is based on a contract acquisition, and so unfortunately it didn't pan out. But so there's nothing I can do, but I sure appreciate you reaching out to me, because Bill Moffitt, he's retired, and from what I understand, he went to work in a dealership, and he's doing leasing on the side. And he was my contact guy for that kind of thing.
I see. Yeah, I just kind of wanted to touch base here. It looks like our company had reached out here early of this year, late of last year, and wanted to circle back and just see where you guys were at. Is there usually the time of the year where you might look to bring on equipment, or is it just whenever you get a project that you need to add on?
You know, our contracts are government, and it's either that's the only time that we need it. We used to have a lot of government contracts, and they were 5-year contracts. So when we got the big stuff, big equipment, we held on to it, and we had a lot of that stuff. And so now when we get a contract, you know, unless we need smaller things, you know, maybe, I don't know, $10,000 to $20,000 worth, and, you know, that's when I need some help leasing it. And, you know, Miranda's has been in a sustaining mode now for about 7 or 8 years, and we're just feeling fortunate to still be alive. And So that's sort of where we're at.
Yeah, you've been working with a lot of companies in your industry, and it's brutal right now. Are you guys being put on, like, net 30s, net 60s for the payout structure?
No, we're doing okay with that. I mean, there hasn't been any real restrictions like that, but we're able to hold our own. So we're just, we're holding our own. It's just getting the contracts is all.
Definitely.
What we have, we're feeling really good about, but it's all more maintenance and nothing really, no real new big jobs or big contracts. They're just year to year, and they're just maintenance, nothing big, you know.
Are you only dealing with commercial then, or do you do residential as well?
Well, we're dealing more on, we're on an Air Force base primarily, Vandenberg Air Force Base and a couple of others, but we're doing military family housing.
And I see.
And on the base, we do main cantonment, and we do work for Lockheed Martin and other contractors on the base, but we're able to use equipment that we already have. Nothing that would be in the budget for a new contract. It's when we get a brand new contract, then we can budget in new stuff and, you know, with everything else. But if there's no budget for anything, we just aren't shopping, you know.
No, yeah, I totally get that. I mean, the offer we sent you, it was for equipment financing, but it's also for working capital. I don't know if you've ever looked into that before.
Yes, I have. And, you know, as I said, you know, being in a sustaining mode, we're not looking to incur any additional debt. We have, you know, Pete is 66, and I wanted him to retire a couple of years ago, but he's not getting the hint. And Jake is his brother, which is my husband. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's been kind of a downsizing thing where I feel it's time to start thinking that way. So I've had an exit plan for about 3.5 years, and they're not getting on board. And it's just, I'm trying to get rid of debt. And
I see.
We don't have a lot, but what we have, we only have so much to do. to deal with that debt, and we mm-hmm. just can't go out and borrow unless we can pay it back, and that's not going to happen without a contract.
Yeah, I totally get that. I'll maybe try and touch base here maybe at the end of next quarter and just kind of see where you guys are at.
Yeah.
If you do maybe get some contracts in the meantime, definitely feel free to reach out.
Okay.
Do you maybe have a good email? I could shoot you my contact info if anything does come up.
I never knew who CCL was, bank, you know, what bank Moffitt with Central City Leasing was using. I just knew that he did all of our leasing for Miranda's at, you know, way back in the day, and
he
was just a great that's who I used continually. And
definitely we're not trying to step on any toes, you know.
Well,
if you have good relationships,
you know, retired.
There
I believe he's retired, and so I'm really glad to hear from somebody, because that's good to know. So it's Miranda, Miranda,
okay,
at SB CEO.
CEO.
.org.
Okay. I'll shoot you this email. It's just going to have my contact info and a summary of the offer that we had sent you.
Mm-hmm.
Our website information will be in there as well if you want to check us out there.
Okay.
But if anything does come up in the meantime, definitely feel free to reach out. We can probably help you out with a lot of needs you may have here in the near future. But in the meantime, I wish you guys the best of luck there.
Thank you. I do have flags in my message book of when you've called. And, you know, it's just I haven't returned the call because we haven't had a need. But I do see, I know that you've called, and we appreciate it. We do.
Yeah, you know, we'll just keep circling back and just stay in touch. And if something comes up, you know, we'll be there for you. So
that's so great. I appreciate it. So
no worries.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of your day, Adele.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.